Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
European officials want to increase the tax burden on multinational companies like Google.
France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Romania, Bulgaria, Slovenia, Greece, Portugal, and Austria backed the initiative at the weekend, but all 27 countries would need to agree for the move to become EU law. Some, like Luxembourg, where many digital companies are based, say they have concerns about the impact on competition. The tech companies haven't commented, but they've previously said they do comply with local tax rules wherever they operate. Elena Casas, Brussels.
School is back in session at Freeman High School in Rockford, Washington, after a shooting last week left one student dead and three wounded. The classes resumed at the high school this morning for the first time since the shooting. School Superintendent Randy Russell told reporters there would be a counselor in every classroom in the district today. The 15-year-old accused of bringing two firearms and opening fire remains in custody. He'll appear in court September 26th. USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
WWE Hall of Famer Bobby the Brain Heenan has died.
Fellow WWE commentator Jim Ross first confirmed the news Sunday on Twitter, followed by condolences by others in the wrestling world. Heenan had battled throat cancer for more than a decade, but the cause of death has not been revealed. The professional wrestler was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2004. He gained popularity as a wrestler, manager, and commentator for WWE for several decades.
Another man claims he's going to be able to tell us when it's the end of the world. Here's Chris Barnes.
David Meade says he's done the math, so to speak, and that Saturday, September 23rd, will see the beginning of a chain of events that will lead to the Earth's destruction. Meade says that Saturday will mark 33 days since the solar eclipse. There's also a lot of 33s in the Bible. Meade says the planet Nibiru will appear on that Saturday, fulfilling predictions laid out in the Book of Revelation, eventually raining fiery destruction down upon the Earth. NASA has debunked Meade's claims, including claims of a rogue planet in our solar system. I'm Chris Barnes.
A Boone County, Ohio judge set to hear arguments tomorrow on a motion to dismiss a lawsuit that has been filed by lawyers representing the ex-wife of former Subway pitchman Jared Fogel. The lawsuit targeting Subway says the sandwich chain and two partners were negligent in dealing with reports regarding Fogel's inappropriate activities with underage girls. The lawsuit claims a sub shop also did not have permission to use her likeness or the couple's children. USA Radio News.
In the studio here. I'm having a few technical difficulties, which Chris luckily was around, so I believe we're back on air and things should be progressing the remainder of our show here at Hunt and Hunterdon without too much incident, I hope. I guess a little bit of excitement is always good. We're going to do a quote here today at Hunt and Hunterdon, as we always do. We're going to be having a guest call in today. We're going to be talking about a community project that she started and learn a little bit more about it. We have a little teaser on our Hunt and Hunterdon Facebook page. So our quote is from Eli Broad, and it is this. Charity is just writing checks and not being engaged. Philanthropy, to me, is being engaged not only with your resources, but getting people and yourself really involved and doing things that haven't been done before. And giving back really can create a community. We're going to show you an example of that here today, right on Hunt and Hunterdon. Stay with us.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And we're back here in the studio to catch us up on the weather. There's some weather going on around New Jersey and the tri-state area, and we have Jose, Hurricane Jose, to thank for that. But let's get our weather up here on the screen. You know I need pictures. I'm not too bright over here. So we have a mostly cloudy sky today with a high of about 63, and it feels like it's going to rain. It's a little bit dark, and I guess that is because we are expecting some scattered showers today and maybe this evening. We have a high today really of, I don't know, I guess in the 60s, because I don't see another little indicator here. So tomorrow, scattered showers, not your beach day, a high of 73. Tuesday night, which is September 19th, we have a low of 62. Wednesday, also not a beach day, we have isolated showers, and then we're looking at some partly sunny skies. Wednesday evening, we have some patchy fog with a low of 63. Thursday would be the day I would go to the beach, or Friday, which happens to be the perfect beach days. Thursday, we're looking at 81 degrees. Might start out with a little bit of fog in the morning, but that'll burn off. It'll be a perfect beach day if you can stand the waves from the hurricanes that are out at sea. And Friday is perfect, a high of 80 and a sunny, sunny day. That is our weather for the week. Do a commercial, and then we'll be back here in the studio. Stay with us.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Don't know where you went when you left me, but says here in the water, you must be gone by now. I can tell somehow. One hand on the trigger of the telephone, wondering when the call comes, will you say it's alright? Got your heart right. Maybe I'll sleep inside my coat and wait on your porch till you come back home. Alright, I can't find a flight. We share the sadness, split screen sadness.
Studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, And I have on the phone with me Kathy Lawton. And we're still having some technical difficulties here. I'm not exactly sure why, so I apologize for that. I'm going to actually do a commercial, and we'll see if we can get this program back on track.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
And we still have some technical difficulties. I think that we're going to disconnect our caller, Kathy, and I will call you right back, and we'll get this show on the road. I apologize for this. It happens sometimes when you're live on the air. So we have, I thought our excitement was over. Also, I just wanted to keep Chris busy. So we'll do a commercial, and then we'll be back. Kathy, if you can hang up, and we'll call you right back. Thanks, everyone.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And, of course, I picked our lowest commercial ever, 2 seconds, and we are
You're
trying...
listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
I'm glad you're here.
To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Okay, so we're a total mess, but Kathy, I think we have you with us now.
Hi.
Success. This is what success is like. It's probably my first success of the day. I was after two. Oh my gosh, Chris, come and help me. So thanks so much for joining us and being patient as we work through our live bugs today. Kathy, I was starting out today with a quote about how giving back can build community. And our listeners really don't know much except the little teaser that we had of a photo of you with your project. So maybe you could tell us all about that.
Well, it started out to be a green project about recycling and upcycling. And we were looking for things to recycle. I had seen a pocketbook years ago made out of plastic bags. And when I investigated it, how to make the porn and how to make plastic items, we came across these mats for the homeless and found that people down south, mainly the southern part of the country, were making them out of plastic grocery bags.
Which is amazing. And the picture of what you showed on our Facebook page, it's a beautifully woven, crafted, it looks really lovely. How do you go about making something like that?
Okay, well, the plastic bags are flattened out, and we cut off the handles and the bottom, And now we have a tubular piece that we cut into small tubular pieces about 3 inches wide. We attach them with a slip knot and roll them into a ball like you would a ball of yarn. And we call it plarn because it's actually plastic yarn. And from that, we crochet and we knit a simple mat, which is 3 feet wide by 6 feet long for sleeping on. It's not actually a cover. They actually sleep on it. This is made for the people who live outdoors, who unfortunately do not want to come in for one reason or another and insist on living outdoors. This is just to help make it life a little bit more comfortable for them.
Well, Kathy, it's really a wonderful project. And first, it acknowledges that there are people that are unable to have somewhere to sleep every day. I think a lot of people, unfortunately, they still think that's a given and it's granted. Everyone has enough food for the day and enough of a warm bed to sleep in every night. And that's not the case. And as you said, for one reason or another, there's a lot of different reasons. Some people are suffering from one form of a mental health issue, perhaps an addiction, maybe people that just don't want to conform to so many of the rules that are governed by the available shelters. There may not be an available shelter, which is the case often in Warren County. There's only one designated homeless through the Family Promise, and there are rules to be allowed to enter that program. There's not a overnight shelter where you can just show up every night and have food.
Yeah,
so
there's a lot of programs out there, a lot of grants that help the homeless, but it does not help this particular population of the homeless.
It certainly does not, and they are individuals that unfortunately are so disenfranchised. They think that no one in the community cares, and that's why I think your project is so special. There's no judgment to it. There's no rules. You're not requiring anything, as is
right.
often the case in some of these other programs. You're just giving.
Mm-hmm.
And in giving, Kathy, you're creating a community. Tell me about some of the fun ways that you've been going out to tell more people about this project, and you're involving so many people. I think it is really inspiring.
Well, it's really been a lot of fun. I've met a lot of nice people. We have people as far out as Nazareth that are, and all the way down to Flemington that are making these. I've gone to a lot of churches, a lot of 55 and older communities. I've gone to Abilities in Washington, which is developmentally disabled people who are going to be making them. Just individuals. I'm at the church here in Belvedere every Thursday night, and I have 15-20 people that come every Thursday. So it's been wonderful to meet a lot of people. There are a lot of people that care. I'm trying to get the schools involved, the high schools, because they have to do community service. So it would be wonderful to get the schools involved. But they have just gone back to school, so it might take a while to get that started.
That's a great way to build the community. We should say that you are, you started this project in Warren County, and you, as you mentioned, have people helping from a different state and different counties. The Thursday activity you mentioned, is that open to anyone? Can anyone come?
Anyone can come. It's from, we're there at 6:30, and we're there until 8:30. And people come. Some people come every week. Some people come occasionally. This is something you can work on at home, so they'll work on it for a while and then come. But it really, and there's several different stages of it, so that some people only do one part of it, some people do the whole thing. But it really is, it's not a difficult thing to do. It's a fun thing to do. It also keeps these plastic bags out of the landfill, because they cannot, you know, when you recycle, you can't put these in your regular recycling. They have to go into the stores and put them in the recycling bins, and we take them out of the recycling bins. But so that also serves a purpose.
Kathy, I wondered, are you collecting these bags? Do you want people to donate these bags, or you have enough sources?
We're always collecting bags. It takes approximately 500 to 600 bags to make one sleeping mat. So it does require a lot of bags. And it's amazing. We always have plenty of bags. I don't know where they come from. Sometimes they're just there.
Maybe that's a little bit of divine intervention, perhaps. So 500 to 600 bags per sleeping mat.
Right.
Blanket.
Exactly.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot. I know. And I don't really like to tell people that because I get overwhelmed at it.
Sure.
But it's just amazing. It really is amazing how many hands are involved. From Girl Scouts to senior citizens, it's just amazing.
Well, it truly is an example of a project that's building community. You started out with this, and then people started to see what you were doing and why you were doing it and how you were doing it. And
right.
They really rallied around you. Well, how can I help? And a lot of
right.
people don't know how to help, and you're giving them a really concrete way. You can recycle bags. You can come on Thursdays in Belvedere, and you can work on the mats. You can, I'm sure there's things for people that don't know how to knit or crochet, like.
Well, they cut the bags. They flatten the bags out. They fold them. They cut them. They cut them into the squares that we need. Then you have people that are sitting there just tying them together and making a ball of yarn, you know. So there are a lot of things that can be done without actually having to knit or crochet one.
Now, did you coin that phrase, that's not a ball of yarn?
No. It is on the internet. If you go into any of your searches and type in mats for homeless, you'll see that they're being made all over down south. So American Legions are making them for the vets that choose to live outdoors. There's a lot of churches making them.
Well, unfortunately, there are a lot of homeless, and anyone who travels throughout the Hunterdon, Warren area or South Jersey, Atlantic City is a good example of a lot
right.
of homeless in one area. D.C., you know, and certainly North Jersey, we have many people living under bridges.
Yes.
Route 80 overpass over there in Patterson, mm-hmm. Route 19, Route 80 overpass. You know, that you could hand out 40 blankets in an hour and not get everyone that's under that bridge.
That's right. There are a lot of them. There's approximately 9,000 homeless people in New Jersey at any given day. Most of them, like you said, are down in Monmouth County and Ocean County, where there are tent cities. There was a tent city in Lakewood. It's not there anymore. It's now in Howell. And these people live in the trees. You know, you drive down the parkway, there are people living in those trees. It's just amazing. But and, you know, we've been taking care of those people for a long time. And, you know, at that time we didn't have mats. We were just bringing down food and stuff. But there are a lot of homeless people, And these mats will be distributed in January at Project Homeless Connect, which is a grant that each county gets, and they put on a one-day program for the homeless, and they do it usually in Phillipsburg in, I believe it's St. Philip and James Church on Main Street, and all of the nonprofits will come, including Norwest Cap and Habitat for Humanity and Grandmother's Cupboard and whatever home nonprofits there are.
Yes.
And the children come from the Warren Tech College or high school that are taking up beautician. And they come and they do haircuts and shampoos. Somebody's there to give them flu shots. Somebody's there to counsel them if they need any kind of counseling and any information on any of the programs. So each group gives them out something different. Norway's Cap will give them a bag of food. The winter coats that are collected by the churches through the winter are given out at that time. So we will be giving out these mats at that time to people, you know, who come in. And this is a good way for them to get a count of the population because all the funding for homelessness is based on the population. So this is a way for the county to count the population of homeless people.
Yes, and I'll just jump in there and explain to our listeners here a little bit more. In Hunterdon County, there's actually two events, the one Kathy described at St. Philip St. James Church in Phillipsburg, and then they have another outreach event in Hackettstown. In Hunterdon County, which I know many of our listeners are from, they usually dispatch individuals from social service agencies to other social service agencies, and they're welcoming areas, and they do similar things. It is often very, very difficult to get a count of this chronically homeless population and also individuals that are just homeless that day. Some of the reason for that we mentioned earlier is because they really are disenfranchised from the community. And it's also because there's a lot of fear, especially now with some of the custom and immigration uncertainties. Many homeless families don't want to come in. I will say, for anyone that knows someone that is homeless, one reason to push them to come to this event is because there's something called presumptive eligibility, which means that the county workers have the ability to presume people, to approve them for services that they may need, emergency services, and then work on the longer term plan later. So they can generally get them into a bed or a shelter right then and there. So that is certainly a reason to come. And I also want to mention, in the infinite wisdom of decision making individuals who have perhaps never been homeless, the Project Homeless Connect is generally when, Kathy? Tell our audience.
I believe it's the third week in January.
It is often the third week in January. And sometimes what happens, there's a blizzard, there's a snowstorm, it's right. Terribly cold, it's sleeting outside. And this, having this in the middle of winter, certainly creates some havoc to try to count individuals when the weather is so horrendous. So that is always a challenge. But to be able to get a mat, I bet a lot of people will, some people will come, as you say, for the coat, but some people really, they know that there's different things that are provided on that day, and sometimes they even have Wi-Fi at some of these Project Homeless Connect sites throughout New Jersey, and they could go right online. If you don't have a birth certificate, if you lost your veteran's card, or you haven't been signed up for veteran services, which unfortunately about one in two homeless veterans that we work with at NorWestCap, they have not signed up for some of the benefits they're eligible for. So there are people there that can help them get their certification and connect them to other services right then and there.
Yes, which is really, it's really great. The things that are afforded them there that they don't know about, you know, they don't have access to a computer to read about it, or a newspaper to read about it, or a radio to hear about it. So it is, it's great. It's a great project. It really is a great project.
Now, Kathy, about your project for the bags. So if we're collecting recycled bags for you, is it grocery-style plastic bags, or really doesn't matter?
It does matter.
It does,
It has to be the grocery-type bag. The shiny bags that come from department stores don't really work very well. It would have to be the type that comes from the ShopRite or Walmart or those type of bags.
Kathy, isn't it interesting how a project you started that was like a green project to help recycle, keep the plastic bags out of the landfill, turned into such a community building thing?
It has gotten so, it's unreal. I have so many appointments to go see people. I've even visited and had people here from Cranford, New Jersey, because they are associated with the Elizabeth Coalition for the Homeless. And so I'm teaching people to make it for their counties and their communities.
That's really
not just for the Warren County.
And you just went online and you sort of found this and then figured out how to make them?
Right. Well, I've always knitted and crocheted, so that part didn't. I just didn't know how to make the porn, and that's all over YouTube. It's YouTube and on the internet how to do it, and it really isn't much different than working with
yarn, except that we don't use sheep. We use plastic. So making the yarn is a big thing. And with people making the yarn, I can just continue to crochet the mats and have people crocheting the mats.
So if people wanted to drop off the grocery store style plastic bags, I know they could probably drop them off in Belvedere on Thursday evenings.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Is there any other collection areas for the bags, or that's...
No, at the moment, there isn't. They could probably... I don't know. I'd have to find people that would be willing to put up a barrel to collect them for me.
That sounds like a good project. Maybe one of our listeners will take that on and create a little recycling bag depot for you, where you could just put them in exactly for the home.
Right.
And what are we calling these mats?
They're just sleeping mats.
Sleeping mats.
And being made out of plastic bags has its advantages, because it would keep them dry when they sleep on them. They're pretty thick and pretty cushiony. It's hard to imagine them without actually seeing them. They're pretty thick and cushiony. They would not hold water, or bugs wouldn't live in them, and they could easily be washed or hosed down if that's the case.
That is excellent. And in the winter, I do see a lot of people sleeping on top of the grates. So,
right.
They'll still get the warm air from that.
Yes.
And
these are very warm. When you're crocheting it and it gets to be really long and you've got it across your lap, you need to have the air conditioning on. They get very warm. In the little flyaway, throwaway paper, the Our Town and the Busy Peach, I don't know if they go to Huntington County, those papers, but all the information is in there. It's how to get in touch with me and how to make an appointment. I can come to your organization or your church.
This also sounds, Kathy, like it would be a great team building workshop for maybe our corporate partners that are thinking about ways to give back to the community. I'm sure
right.
That would be easy to facilitate, and they could collect the bags and then have part of the day to cut them and then for someone to start to create them. It's really
right.
A great way to give back. I do have to catch up on the commercials. Can you stay with us for just a few more minutes?
Oh, sure.
Okay, great. Thank you. And again, I am joined on the phone with Kathy Lutton, who has started a project that began as a green initiative to make sure that those plastic grocery bags don't end up in a landfill. And she has single-handedly, really, with some of the people who got interested in her project and where she's able to outreach, she's been able to really make a dent in helping our homeless individuals here in Warren County. And I know that she mentioned having some other visitors from other counties. So it's a great way to bring awareness to our chronic homeless individuals and the challenges that they have and the lack of access to the most basic of necessities. I do have to do a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with Kathy Lutton. I'm your host, Georgine Trickle, on Hot and Hunterdon.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
And we're back in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle at Hot and Hunterdon. I want to thank my listeners again for their patience as we got off to a little bit of a rocky start. And we did indeed have Chris to thank for fixing our initial problem, which was completely unrelated to our second problem, which is the case sometimes. So we had multiple problems, but as always, multiple solutions. And Kathy, we appreciate you being patient with us as well, getting you on the phone a little bit later than we had wanted, but we're really excited that you could join us today and talk to us about your project. We think that you're very inspiring, and we love how you're building a community, and we want to try to get our listeners to help. So if you can just review some of the ways people can help that maybe just tuning in now.
Well, people who want to get involved can actually, there's people that collect the bags, and then there are people that just sit and flatten them out and bring them to us flattened. And then there are people that come every week and just cut the bags. And then there's, like you said, the people that come and just attach the rings that they cut from the bags together to make a ball of plarn. So we have a lot of people that are just actually sitting there, and there's a lot of fellowship and a lot of chatting and people meeting new people, and that's very heartwarming just to see people come out. It doesn't really take any talent that people look at these and think, oh, I can't do that. That's not necessarily true. It's a lot of people making that mat, not just the person who finished crocheting it. It was a lot of people that whose hands were involved in making that, because they're the people that handled the bag from the very beginning to the very end. So it doesn't require any talent, and people shouldn't be afraid that they're not going to be able to do it.
Well, it sounds really like anyone can help, and everyone should help. And I hope that when you distribute the bags, and I know you'll share some pictures of that at Project Homeless Connect, is there a targeted number of bags that you're trying to get done for Project Homeless Connect?
Well, I was hoping to reach 100. I don't know if I'll make that, but the problem now is trying to find people who do knit and crochet to do this. I am going Friday to see the Hunterdon Knit and Crocheting Guild and present it to them. They've called, and I'm going to present it to them, and hopefully, if we supply them with the plarn, maybe they'll make some of the mats for us. So it's the end product that I'm really struggling with people on. I'm getting a lot of people bringing bags. I'm getting a lot of people making them. It's the actual people to crochet them and knit them that I'm really looking for right now.
Okay, so we're going to put a call out for crocheters and knitters, and hope that we can get some more people to join your community project. We're really inspired of how you decided to outreach to the community to build more resources for your project. And that's really what makes it so exciting to see people coming together to try to help. And I hope that when you do distribute them, people who receive them will know how many hands touch those bags and how much effort was put into making the blanket for them. And I hope that that cheers them a little and perhaps reminds them that they're not alone in the community, that there are many, many volunteers and many people just like you, Kathy, that decided to do something about someone sleeping outside. And in such a way, your way certainly was monumental and is amazing and extreme. people can help in small ways as well, and you're giving everyone an opportunity. So we'll put a shout out for crocheters and knitters, and you know, certainly Thursday night in Belvedere sounds like people who know how to crochet and knit can certainly come. You'll have items ready for them. And it sounds like you could teach someone how to do that, that is a crocheter or knitter, in a short time frame.
Really, it is much easier to do than people looking at it, you know, look at it and say, oh, I could never do that. It's really a lot easier, very simple. And it's very rewarding.
Well, Kathy, we will put out on our Facebook page the exact address of the church and the hours. And if anyone wants to call you to arrange for, you know, perhaps they have a knitting or crocheting group that would be willing to do this project until the end of the year, I think that would be phenomenal.
Oh, yes.
And I know there's a couple different fabric and yarn stores, and maybe we can post on their pages for you as well. We certainly appreciate the work that you're doing, the volunteer effort and message that you're sending out to the individuals that are homeless so that they know that they are cared for in this community.
They're not forgotten yet.
No. Thank you so much for joining us, Kathy.
Thank you.
And that was on the phone, Kathy Lutton, who is someone that just decided to do something to help individuals that are sleeping outside every evening, knowing that it is cold in the winter and wanting to make a difference. So certainly do applaud her efforts. And please look on our Facebook page for some additional ways that you can help Kathy, even if it's just recycling your plastic bags so they can continue to make the blankets. And she is looking for a crocheter, so if you know anyone, it really would be great if you could help out. We're going to do our commercial break, and then we'll be back here in the studio.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And we're back here in the studio, caught up on all of our commercials now, and the correct commercials, not just the long ones from the board when I was trying to fix the feedback situation. So just to remind everyone, Kathy mentioned 10,000 homeless people in New Jersey, and that is a good number to use. It is also a low number. And certainly when they did the Project Homeless Connect, using those numbers, they found that there were 8,500 homeless men, women, and children. And the year before, it was down from 8,940. In 2016. But again, we're talking about counting homeless individuals when it is very cold outside and asking them to come into a location. And sometimes I question whether that's really the right time of year to be able to do a homeless count. And is it really the right methodology to use? You're picking one day out of the year and you're using that to drive your level of service and your funding. And I'm not sure that there aren't better ways to do that. So that's what we're faced with here at Hot and Hunterdon.
And I need anyone. I might love again. And I need everyone. I'm out, I'm in again. And I need some love. I'm out of touch again.
So I couldn't resist that song with the out of touch again, because unfortunately there are a lot of people that don't recognize the homeless situation that we have. We're looking at an article that was published this year, actually in June, the end of June of this year, 2017. And believe it or not, Salem County had a homeless population of, a decrease in the homeless population. So they actually do have the smallest homeless population. And it's followed by Warren, and then Sussex, and then Cape May. And it goes on, Hunterdon, they counted 130 homeless people, or 1.5% of the statewide homeless population. And again, I often talk on this radio show about poverty and how we count the poor. And this is another example of that. This is how we're counting the homeless population, by using the service of one day. And if that one day is a snow day or the weather is particularly cold, it can really change the numbers. So I really take it with a grain of salt, as they say, or I believe that's what they say. Well, that's what I'm saying today. The top three homeless populations in New Jersey, according to this study that was done for Project Homeless Connect, the highest or the largest population of homeless individuals was Essex County. That was 24% of the statewide homeless population of that day again. And that was a 4% rise from the prior year, which would have been 2016. Hudson County had the second highest homeless population, and they had 9.6% of the total statewide population. And then Burlington. Burlington had the third highest homeless population with 604, or 7.1% of the homeless population for the year. And I want to point out something. So in Burlington County, if you have an amazing point-in-time survey and you have many different agencies participating and you have a lot of outreach stations and you have some really aggressive outreach workers that are willing to go to the locations where there are homeless, and you're able to do this aggressively, your numbers in another county where people just had one location or didn't have street outreach workers could really not reflect all of your homeless population. And it's very obvious and logical to me, and I'm not sure why this drives our funding. And I hope that we can certainly come up with some other measurements and ways to drive our funding for the homeless population. Morris County only had 4.4% of the statewide homeless population this year. So it is troubling that these counties are so different. Somerset population had 3% of the statewide homeless population. So the study is produced by Monarch Housing, and it is a way to help count homeless individuals. So we're glad, really, for any opportunity that gives the public a chance to learn more about people that are this evening and tomorrow and the night after that sleeping outside on the railroad tracks in tents and on the park benches. And I've met many, I've worked with many, and I've tried to get many into permanent housing or temporary housing. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but we all have to keep trying. And we love that Kathy is doing something about this. So thank you, Kathy, again for joining us. And I know you're busy figuring out how to get the next bag started so that you can finish your 100 blankets. And I hope we can all help you. Our next hour is coming up with Ruth Ann Celebration Hour. She'll be back on the air at 5. And we hope you have a great week. And remember, Thursday and Friday are the beach days this week. Thanks for sticking with me today with our technical issues. And a special shout out to Chris, who was able to fix our multiple problems today. If only Chris followed me around all day, might have a better day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Good chance that it could happen. Most people would say there's no chance whatsoever. I actually think with the capability of BB and frankly the other side, I really think we have a chance.
President Trump at the United Nations talking with reporters as he meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. President Trump says he will continue to believe that peace is possible in the Middle East. The president earlier in the day slammed the United Nations during a speech to the General Assembly, telling them they needed to get their house in order and reorganize. He also said they needed to better handle peacekeeping missions.
We also ask that every peacekeeping mission have clearly defined goals and metrics for evaluating success.
A tropical storm warning in effect for parts of New England, Rhode Island and Massachusetts under the warning as Hurricane Jose moves north from the coast of North Carolina. Jose is expected to stay well off the U.S. coast. USA Radio News.
With great deals on laptops at Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that with your new laptop, you'll lap the competition. The confidence to know your tech will be up to date, no matter what today's date is. The confidence to score hot new laptops and replace the ones that literally smoke. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. Now an HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i5 processor is $469.99, a savings of $170. Staples, it's pro time. Expires 9/23/17.
Is it possible there exists an ancient master blueprint that holds the secret behind the events of our times? From Jonathan Kahn, best-selling author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries, comes The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book yet, Kahn reveals the stunning master blueprint that is unfolding before our eyes. You'll never see the world the same way again. Read The Paradigm, available wherever fine books are sold.
Police in Britain are questioning two men in connection with a terrorist attack in London on Friday.
One of the men thought to be being detained and questioned by police, 21-year-old Yahya Farouk, is believed to be registered at one of the addresses which belongs to a couple known for fostering hundreds of children, including refugees. An 18-year-old man is also being questioned after being detained at the UK port of Dover on the weekend. Meanwhile, Britain's terror threat level has been reduced following the arrests back down to its second highest level. Natalie Powell, London.
California's sanctuary bill in the hands of Governor Jerry Brown. Lawmakers approved Senate Bill 54 on Saturday after passing through the Assembly. The measure limits local law enforcement's ability to cooperate with federal immigration agents, except in cases where illegal immigrants have been convicted of serious crimes. The governor announced his support after the top Senate leader agreed to water down the bill, preserving authority for jail and prison officials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast.